to Washington and WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, where, Nicole, as we look at the Department of Labor statistics that have come in recently, we see the issue is there for employment opportunities for U.S. veterans. What are lawmakers going to be working through here in the morning?
Right. So advocates say that many veterans struggle to find jobs that employ and fairly compensate them for their years of military experience. And Rich, that's really the focus of a hearing happening this morning in just a couple hours. So according to the Department of Labor, more than 196,000 service members leave the military every year. But we've seen the veteran unemployment rate increase to 3.2% in April. That's up a full percentage point from the year before. Rich, another big concern we've been seeing is unemployment for a veteran's spouse, which is also a significant issue. So advocates say that employment is a key factor in reducing veteran homelessness, and that's what they want to discuss today.
You know, where we sit in Jacksonville, and we have the Department of Veterans Affairs or Military Affairs here, we have resources like Wounded Warrior Project, we have the USO and other great organizations that are in the nonprofit sector. Is the federal government looking at some sort of a top-down approach with some tentacles that can reach into the states to support that or kind of be on the cutting edge and leading approach of addressing veteran workforce development?
You know, you bring up a good point, and there are actually more than 45,000 nonprofits located in every state. The organizations are focused on veterans and their families, many of those organizations also helping with jobs. But that's the focus of today, is what can the federal government do to try to bridge some of these resources to help support those nonprofits and support those families, so we can make sure that those who've served our country have an opportunity to get a job.
All right, WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio on the story, and we'll hear more from that testimony as the day progresses on Capitol Hill.